In 2014, I was 34 years old, and I was living in Hong Kong at the time, and I had a just gotten out of another failed relationship, and part of what was causing a lot of stress in my personal life and my relationships was my inability to be comfortable in the bedroom, but also my inability to have an orgasm. And I felt like there was something really wrong with me. And every time I would get into an intimate relationship, I would always be like, well, hey, guess what? Just want to warn you in advance that this is not, I just can't work, have an orgasm. And that would cause my partners to try to work overtime. And it was just a vicious cycle. So one night I was sitting in Hong Kong and I started Googling, and it led me to Betty's webpage, which led me to read her books and then read a bunch of her work and blah, blah, blah. And then the next thing you know, I had actually emailed Betty. I did not expect a response to my email at all. I figured she probably got like hundreds a day and, whatever. But sure enough, 2 days later, she actually personally responded back to me. And she said, that she did either the body sex workshops or she actually did one-on-one sessions. For me, a workshop was not something I felt comfortable with. Not because I am shy but just because of the work that I do, I didn't feel, I just wanted to keep it anonymous. Additionally, I just felt like, there's things that in a group session that you can definitely get. There's also things you don't get, and I felt a one-on-one was better. So we made an appointment. She told me the cost, and obviously not inexpensive, but I thought was a worthwhile investment in just myself and future. So I flew from Hong Kong to Newark Airport, and then took a bus to New York City, booked a hotel. Meanwhile, my family thought I was just going to New York and on business. So it was kind of this whole surreptitiousness around this whole event. I actually didn't even tell a single friend of mine. So I flew to New York City, booked a hotel like a block away from her house, and then the next day followed her instructions, walked to her apartment building, told the concierge at her building I was there to see Betty. And he gave me a funny look, like, oh, you're like one of them going up there. And then I went up in her room. And I have to say that that was a really life-changing experience, again, which is why I wanted to do something to at least honor, I think, the gift that she gave me. And then it sounds like obviously so many others. So when I got to inside Betty's apartment, I'm nervous, right? Here's this like super cool woman. I'm like, A, jet lagged, B, like what the fuck am I doing? I've like literally now flown across the world. By the way, I am an American citizen, but I hadn't lived in the US for a while. So I fly back across the world to the US, and here I am in this lady's apartment. And we talked for a few minutes. She went through sexual history, like what did I want to get out of it, blah blah blah. And I basically said to her, hey, I want to get out of this session, that either like there's something broke with me and I either need like psychiatric help, or there's something physiologically wrong with me, in which case I don't know, maybe I need surgery of some sort. And she was, kind of laughed and chuckled and was like, okay, well, let's get started. So, the process was daunting. And then I think back now and I'm like, dude, I flew to across the world and ended up in this naked in this woman's like living room. How crazy was that? But instantly she just had this amazing energy that put me at just ease. And it was funny. It was kind of like hanging out with like a big sister, or like, I don't know. It was very normal, I felt. So, the session started, I think, much like the body sex session start, where, she had me get naked and we looked at my vagina in the mirror. And, if we talked about it, one thing that I will not forget is, the artist in her said that I had a very Art Deco pussy, which I found like cool because I really like Art Deco. So that's something that all these years later, I will probably never forget is being told about my Art Deco pussy. So anyway, from there, like we got into the work, and I had my first orgasm, at the age of 34. So it was a big deal and a big, I don't know, I felt like a breakthrough, right? Like I could finally start to relate to what every other woman and man talk about. You know, like a big part of like the world's mysteries had suddenly become open to me. That suddenly it was like, oh, huh, okay. Now I get what all you people are talking about. And now I get about, you know, how, you know, people talk about how magical that sex can be. So that is my answer to number one is that is my memory of my first orgasm is on a massage table in Betty's apartment in, I think it was February 2014. I would have to actually go and look at my emails. So yeah, so that's it. I guess I didn't answer my age, sexual orientation. So I am now 40. I am heterosexual and I'm American, you know, but spent most of my life abroad. So next question was, what does an orgasm feel like to me? And I would say, for me, it's funny because I've actually Googled this a bunch of times to try to figure out, like, does anyone else feel this way? For me, it feels like you're about to pass out, like very, like kind of you get like tunnel vision. You know, to me, like everything kind of like fades away, gets silent, and then, you know, it kind of like breaks. And then you kind of get back to like all your sensations are back. It's probably the best way I could describe it. Yeah. Okay. So the buildup, I guess is, it feels like slowly, like all of my senses are kind of like getting stripped away until I'm like kind of in a tunnel. The way that I know that I'm about to have an orgasm is that I will feel like, yeah, like I feel like I can kind of hear my heart beat, like you're kind of like inside your body in that sense. And then that's how I know. Do orgasms always feel the same to me? Yeah, they always feel the same. I've never had a different type of orgasm. They've always been that way. Number six, after I have an orgasm, how do I feel? It's funny. And sometimes I feel actually like I want to throw up. Like it's kind of a weird sensation where, yeah, like sometimes I'll feel maybe like a little, even nauseous. And so that's, something that sometimes is, I don't say like bad, but it's something that, you know, sometimes for me is, like not super comfortable or something where, you know, like, I don't know, like if I have a big meeting or something, I'm not going to have an orgasm because I need to feel a little bit like nauseous afterwards. Do I ever feel complete release? Yes. For me, it's kind of either an all or nothing. I don't ever have like an in-between where I'm like, oh, that felt good, but it wasn't a complete release. For me, it's always always either no orgasm or a complete release. Number seven, was masturbation supported in my home growing up? So yes, my mom is a social worker. She is very, very open. You know, I grew up in a very traditionally Greek Orthodox household, which tend to be more traditional. However, in my household, it was a very, you know, we would joke about sex, talk about sex. My parents were not, yeah, they were not prudish. They were not old fashioned. You know, they were very open about, you know, when all of us were, you know, I'm one of five, you know, they were very open about like when we were having sex. So it wasn't anything where I felt like, you know, this is something to be ashamed of. You know, I guess if there was any shame or guilt, it was probably just about the age that I had sex. I think, you know, my family would have preferred waiting a little longer. And, you know, now that I'm in my 40s and I have nieces of my own, I am an advocate of just waiting longer because you know, to me, it's more about the fact that, you know, when you know yourself better is when I think you can enjoy sex more. And I think it's just a more fulfilling experience. So that's just my thoughts. Number eight. So I didn't take a body sex workshop. Like I said, I had a one-on-one with Betty. And prior to that, I was not able to orgasm at all. What's funny though, is since that one-on-one session, I've never not been able to orgasm. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like some Betty magic or she unlocked something in me, or maybe it was that she just made me feel comfortable enough and knowing that I wasn't being judged. You know, prior to that experience, when I was even by myself trying to masturbate, I would get like frustrated, like it was not working. And then I would get frustrated, and this would lead to my feeling of like there's something broke. And then when I was with a partner, you know, they would be like, you know, trying all kinds of stuff. And that would just get me more, you know, be more pressure. So I don't know if it was just that day, who knows, maybe it was the being jet lagged and just like not giving any fucks. And I was like, I'm jet lagged. I'm tired. This is what I'm going to do. Who knows? Or maybe it was just, you know, again, Betty had some magic about her that either way it worked. What was also really funny about that day is once I had the first orgasm, you know, she brought my first orgasm ever. She brought out a glass of champagne and it was like, let's have a cheers to your first orgasm, which I thought was super, you know, that was just super fun and nice and cool. And then she was like, well, hey, look, you had one, let's try again. So I, you know, in that same, like, I was probably there 6 hours, I think, because I came, you know, maybe around 10 in the morning and or maybe a little later, maybe it was around noon. Either way, when I left, it was dark outside. So, you know, it had to have been a good 6 hours or so. So, you know, she was like, well, let's try again. So let's see if you're multi-orgasmic. And so then I did, and I had a couple more. And again, I felt like, huh, I got this. So that was pretty exciting for me. And really since then, I have never had an issue, you know, of course, like in anything, there's times where you're not going to orgasm, you know, you're whatever, you may just, the stars may not be aligning, but I've never had the experience where I felt like I can't orgasm. I know now that I can. It's about, you know, is it the right, you know, am I in the right mindset? Is my partner doing the things that will, that I need to be able to orgasm, all that stuff. So I really think she unlocked something that day for me. Are my orgasms alone different from orgasms with a partner? Yes. I would say I always orgasm alone. Well, I should say, you know, I can't think of a time I haven't when I've, you know, wanted to. When I, you know, I probably orgasm with a partner maybe 50% of the time. So it's definitely obviously a better rate when it's by myself. They are different. The ones by myself, I think, are way more intense, probably because, again, you know, I'm focusing on me, whereas with a partner, you know, you've got to kind of think about the other person too. So yeah, they're different. Okay, what would I tell my younger self about orgasm? Gosh, so many things. The first is that you're not broken. It's just either you don't know the right techniques, you aren't in the right mindset. But I would tell myself of, God, like, do not let anyone make you feel like you are not, you know, that this is an issue with you. I would tell myself to walk away from any situation that is making me feel that way versus continuing to be in these relationships or situations and getting to feel more depressed about myself. I would tell myself to Google and find Betty a lot earlier. I think back now, my God, like, you know, there's probably if I think that I've been sexually active since I've been 15, by the time I saw Betty, you know, I was 34. So, I mean, that's, you know, almost a good 20 years that I was feeling like, oh God, why isn't this working? And there's something wrong. And, you know, I had been engaged, my relationship failed, my engagement failed in a good part due to sex, just incompatibility. And so I just think about all the toll it took on my psyche, my self-esteem. And so I would tell myself to, you know, sit in your room and do that Google search a lot earlier. And I would also tell myself, don't be scared to get on that plane. I mean, there was many times that day I thought, like, maybe I should just turn around. Like, this is crazy. I'm spending, I can't remember what it was. I want to say it was like $1,700 or something. Plus, you know, my plane ticket to New York City. You know, there's many times in that week leading up to it where I thought, my God, like, I'm spending, you know, $4,000 on this trip just to have an orgasm. Like, you know, your life is pretty good. If this is like the one thing you don't have, like, chill out, you're good. But I'm so glad I spent the money and I flew over, and I'm so glad I got to have that one-on-one session with her. I am sure she probably never thought about it again. I was probably just one of a million patients that she had, or and clients, but to me, it was a really magical, magical experience, and I will be eternally grateful. I think the other thing I would say in closing is that once I've had the experience, I actually told people. So when I actually ended up spending probably another week in the States visiting friends and family. And I, you know, was very open about it. When people were like, well, what did you have business? What brought you here? And I was like, yeah, I had some business I had to do, but I was like, came here to meet with a sex therapist. And I referred a few other women to Betty as well. I know one of them went through and did a one-on-one session. And I know one person that took a body sex workshop. So I felt like, you know, I was spreading the word and the gospel and helping people feel like you are not alone in this and it's not abnormal. Yeah, I just feel bad for the women now who don't feel empowered enough to do something like this. And I would highly recommend it. I think Betty just, again, she changed my life and changed how I approach relationships and how I approach even making sure that I get what I need in situations.